It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast.
Duke versus Kansas football? Awesome, baby! No, it's not college basketball season already. It's just been a long time since the college football programs of the Duke Blue Devils or the Kansas Jayhawks have mattered very much. This Saturday at 11 a.m. on FS1, these two well-known basketball schools will have their underappreciated 3-0 football teams on display and competing in Lawrence, Kansas. Prior to the start of this 2022 college football year, the hardy fans of both universities, Kansas and Duke, had good reason to be a little bit wary. It's been a long time since either Duke or Kansas football has been very good. From 1995 through 2005, Duke's football team only went to one bowl game. Coach David Cutcliffe arrived in Durham back in 2007, though, and during 14 years leading the Blue Devils football program, the Duke football team appeared in six bowl games over seven seasons between 2012 and 2018. But alas, all good things come to an end. The Dukies have not been to a bowl game since the 2018 team visited Shreveport to grab a 56-27 victory over Temple in the Independence Bowl. Over the next three seasons, David Cutcliffe's Blue Devil football teams finished 5-7, 2-9, and 3-9. The longtime football coach agreed it was time to step aside after the 2021 season. Duke's new football coach is a man named Mike Elko. If you haven't heard of him, join the club. Mike Elko is 44 years of age, but he's never been a head football coach at the college level before this year. Duke football fans were certainly hoping for improvements, but Coach Elko has been proven to be a quick learner on the job. Mike Elko came to Duke after a long history as an exceptional defensive coordinator at the FCS or small college level and also the FBS large schools. His most recent job was the defensive coordinator at Texas A&M, where his teams were ranked number 9 and number 20 in the country over the last 2 years. Starting this 2022 football season, Coach Mike Elko is a perfect 3-0 as a rookie head coach at Duke. His Blue Devil football team has shut out Temple 30-0, won at Northwestern 31-23, and easily defeated North Carolina A&T 49-20 last weekend. The team's defense is ranked number 23 in the country. Duke's football team will now travel to Kansas on Saturday for a nationally televised encounter with the equally surprising Kansas Jayhawk team. This football game is setting up to feel a little bit like we're watching two teams staring at themselves in the mirror at each other. Neither school could have envisioned a successful start like this to their 2022 season. Kansas is also a surprising 3-0 coming into Saturday's football game with Duke. The football team has outperformed most fans' expectations through its first three games as well. Last Saturday, Kansas fell behind 14-0 at the University of Houston. But by the time the game was over in Houston, it was KU taking home a convincing 48-30 win over the stunned Houston Cougars. Yes, Kansas football is for real in 2022. Like Duke, Kansas is primarily known as a basketball powerhouse. The Jayhawks are the current men's basketball champions after winning this spring's Final Four. The Jayhawks basketball team has spoiled their fans by being a participant in the NCAA March Madness for every year since 1989. That's 33 years and counting. Success in college football, though, is quite another matter in Lawrence, Kansas. Over the past 40 seasons, the Kansas Jayhawks football team has played in just six postseason bowl games. The football team hasn't posted a winning record or bowl appearance since 2008, and that's 14 years for long-suffering KU football fans. The last Kansas football team to post a winning record was back in 2008 under Coach Mark Mangino. And if that name sounds a bit familiar, it's because Mangino was the last Kansas coach to lead their football team to a few years of national recognition. In 2007, the Kansas Jayhawks went 12-1 and won their Orange Bowl matchup against Virginia Tech. Coach Mark Mangino was later named the Associated Press National Coach of the Year for returning Kansas football to relevance. In the following year, Kansas went 8-5 in 2008 and made another bowl appearance. But then the program fell to 5-7 in 2009, and that's when the wheels came off. In 2009, several reports surfaced accusing head football coach Mark Mangino that feisty and rotund gentleman on the sidelines who weighed well over 300 pounds of being too aggressive at times with his football players. Other reports circulated around the school's campus indicating that Mark Mangino wasn't exactly Mr. Charming at all times when dealing with other KU campus staffers either. As these reports continued, Kansas University and Mark Mangino reached a mutually agreeable exit agreement as the football coach left following the 2009 football season. Though Mark Mangino was considered college football's equivalent of kryptonite for several years afterwards, the fiery coach did return to the sidelines in 2013 as an assistant at Youngstown State University. He then moved to Iowa State the next year to become that team's offensive coordinator. But the Cyclones head coach released Mark Mangino during the middle of his second season at Iowa State. Mangino is now 66 years of age and he's retired from college coaching. But after Mark Mangino left Kansas, the Jayhawks have fallen on very hard times. KU has hired and fired Turner Gill, who went 5-19 in 2 years, Charlie Weiss, 6-22 in 2+ seasons, and David Beatty, who was 6-42 in 4 years in Kansas. Then in 2019, LSU football fans were surprised to learn that Kansas had hired the Tigers' former head coach, Les Miles. Though Coach Miles led Kansas to an upset victory at Boston College during his first season as the team's head coach, the team finished the year in 2019 with a disappointing 3-9 record. But it got worse. Kansas went a winless 0-9 in the COVID-affected 2020 football year. The KU football team under Les Miles gave up 46 points per game. That's the worst defense of any major college football program. Yeah, Coach Miles was fired after just 2 seasons in Lawrence, Kansas. Last year, Kansas hired a brand new football coach who had recently turned around another underachieving football program. Lance Leopold had transformed the University of Buffalo Bulls from a perennial loser into a winning program. And in just 6 seasons, Coach Leopold took the relatively unknown college football team to 3 straight bowl games and a brief ranking in the Associated Press Top 25. He didn't come to Kansas as a nationally known college football coach, but Lance Leopold might soon become one. Though Kansas posted a rather dismal 2-10 record last year in Coach Leopold's first season, the football team gained a lot of national respect during KU's televised game against No. 3 Oklahoma. Kansas jumped out to an early lead and then stood toe-to-toe with Oklahoma for 3 quarters. Though KU retained a 17-14 lead entering the 4th quarter, the Sooners rallied late and posted a 35-23 win. Those of us who were watching that football game on television last year saw a Kansas football team which was starting to mature as the players and the electric home crowd captured a glimpse of what the future of Jayhawks football might become. Well, wait no more, Kansas football fans. The Jayhawks remain undefeated at 3-0 in the second season of Coach Lance Leopold. Kansas has won 2 impressive road games at West Virginia and then last weekend at the University of Houston as part of their impressive start to the 2022 football season. The triumphant and unbeaten Kansas Jayhawks are now returning home to Lawrence on Saturday and face the equally surprising 3-0 Duke Blue Devils. The athletics department at Kansas is thrilled. KU, which rarely sells out its home football games, is hoping that this Saturday's matchup will bring a capacity crowd. About the only people who aren't excited about this weekend's matchup are the decision makers at ESPN. The network's legendary college football game day program announced today that they're passing up a visit to Lawrence on Saturday in favor of covering the 3-0 Tennessee versus 2-1 Florida game in Knoxville. Go ahead and boo if you like. Through the first 3 games of 2022, the Kansas Jayhawks are averaging 53 points per game, and that's football, not basketball. Unlike so many pass-oriented teams in college football today, though, Kansas is doing it the old-fashioned way. The Jayhawks have been running the football for over 200 yards in each of their 3 football games so far. KU ran for a whopping 280 yards during last Saturday's 48-30 shellacking of the University of Houston. 3 weeks into the college football season, who would have expected to see 3-0 Kansas in the Big 12 Conference and 3-0 Duke in the ACC? This Saturday, they're going to meet on the football field. These two longtime college basketball rivals have only played football against each other 3 times, and Duke holds a slim 2-1 advantage. By Saturday afternoon, though, one of these football teams will own a 4-0 record. And football fans of both teams, though, should remain very positive as the foundation is being laid for some long-term success. though legendary basketball announcer Dick Vitale will not be in the broadcast booth for the football matchup of Duke versus Kansas, these two college basketball powers are rebounding in 2022 to inject some much-needed energy back into their football programs. It's gonna be awesome, baby! I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.